The way schools teach about racism in the context of history, social studies, and political science has become an increasingly contentious topic in recent years, as the Black Lives Matter movement has forced a reckoning on the country's racist history. But 15 years ago, one Arizona school district was already using a lens of racial awareness in its Mexican-American studies classes. Republican lawmakers back then took note and banned Tucson Unified School District's ethnic studies program, just as lawmakers are now trying to ban critical race theory from being taught in schools. But as our next guest, Hank Stevenson, a Phoenix-based journalist, writes in Politico magazine, the ban did not last. Hank, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So I think a lot of us think back to, those of us who've been reporters here for a long time, think back to what was going on in these Mexican-American studies classes in southern Arizona and the attempt to ban it. When it first got started, was it controversial? And if not, what put the spotlight on it?
I think there was a handful of people who thought it was controversial. You know, it wasn't a really well-known program in its beginning. The program really started in earnest in 2002 after being labeled the Hispanic Studies Program. It changed its name to Mexican American Studies and took on a new focus, kind of zeroing in on the issue of race and how it impacts disparate social outcomes for people. And it really came to a head, or started to come to a head, I guess, in 2006, when the Mexican-American Studies program invited labor activist, Chicano rights icon, Dolores Huerta, to speak at Tucson High. And she said, quote, "Republicans hate Latinos." And a state lawmaker got a hold of a recording of that audio of her speaking. And things just escalated from there, I guess you could say. Lawmakers quickly started to try to ban this thing. They held a legislative hearing to kind of grill the administrators of the program. Within a few years, they were sponsoring bills to outlaw it in its entirety. In 2010, they actually succeeded. And if you'll remember, that was the same year that SB 1070, the controversial immigration bill, passed. It was kind of the apex of Arizona dealing with border and immigration issues. As they were kind of dealing with all these things, lawmakers took another swipe at banning the Mexican-American Studies program and succeeded briefly.
I love how you as a journalist have tied this together to what's going on now. So what are lawmakers doing today that reminded you and others of what happened 10 to 15 years ago?
It's the exact same thing. I mean, it is so mirrored. What we're doing today is what we were doing 10, 15 years ago. It's just kind of amazing to look back at that point in history. And the crazy thing is, there are very few lawmakers who remember that era. I went and counted just out of curiosity, and because of term limits, there's very little institutional memory at the Capitol. There are, I think, 7 or 8 lawmakers who were in office in 2010 that are still around today, 10 years later. And you know, they this year banned teaching critical race theory in schools. Nobody brought up Tucson Unified. Nobody brought up this previous ban. Nobody talked about it or how it ended up. The bill is slightly different. Largely, it's the same gist. It says any form. We're banning teaching any form of blame or judgment on the basis of race, or any kind of government programs that teach that a person by virtue of their race is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, whether consciously or unconsciously. And it's, you know, it's astoundingly similar to what we were doing a decade ago.
Yeah, and the phrase critical race theory, we're hearing it almost everywhere right now. It's become a big buzzword. As you mentioned, it's a political issue, and it was a political issue a decade ago when Governor Brewer signed this ban into law, and yet ultimately a court ruling declared that ban was unconstitutional. So to some extent, TUSD is still teaching these Mexican-American studies today. First of all, explain that for us, and then does that give people any idea as to where this may go? That yes, it's politically advantageous, but the courts may strike it down.
Well, so the courts actually struck this thing down in 2017. And the reason that they said was this violated the students' First and 14th Amendment rights, and that policymakers had enacted this law with racial animus and for political gains, which is a pretty striking thing for a federal court to say. They largely relied on a former superintendent of public instruction and a big opponent of the MASP program, the Mexican American Studies program, John Hoopenthal, had posted racist rants on blogs that were able to track down his IP address and determine that, hey, this guy writing all this racist stuff on our blog is actually the superintendent of public instruction. So that was a big factor in the court's decision on this. But it wasn't, that court decision wasn't what actually brought back the Mexican-American Studies program under a different name. The district has been under a longstanding desegregation order dating back to racist practices, a lawsuit that's been around since the 1970s. It's still in effect today. And one of the things that one of the portions of that lawsuit involves a court appointed monitor, kind of making sure that the district is doing all it can to help its Black and Latino kids succeed. And the court-appointed monitor looked at this Mexican-American studies program shortly after it was banned and said, hey, that was really working. We were closing the racial achievement gap between Latino and white kids, and I want you to bring it back. And you have to find a way to do so that is in compliance with the law. So the classes were only banned for 2 years or so before they actually started working their way back into TUSD's schools. Under a different name, they're now called a culturally relevant curriculum. But for all intents and purposes, it was the same people. It was the same curriculum. It's still being taught today in TUSD schools, maybe a little bit watered down, but essentially the same concept.
That is longtime government and politics reporter Hank Stevenson here in the Valley. We've been talking about his latest piece for Politico. Hank, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Steve.